This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy Podcast. I'm Lisa Tahir, your host, and I'm really delighted to share with you my guest today. We are with Dr. Elizabeth Rogers, who's a Harvard-educated physician. I'm going to bring her on in just a few moments. She is going to help you unpack your health and related issues in a unique way. I just want to share with you that I'm an intuitive psychotherapist. I'm a licensed clinical social worker for over 20 years, and I really love working with you to help you on your emotional health and wellness using an eclectic approach, which is a fancy word for drawing from different areas of your life, like spirituality, what you believe about things that you can't see, as well as your family of origin, upbringing, and messaging that you got that's created the mindset you have today, and how we can change that so that it really serves for you to live the life you more want to live versus what you were told or even believe yourself if that feels limiting. So reach out to me at nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. It stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And please rate and review this podcast. Give 5 stars and a written review. It helps to get the show in front of more people. And with a guest like today, Dr. Elizabeth, I'm going to bring you in the stream as I introduce you. Hello there.
Hi.
So I'm really happy you're with us. It struck me how you're a traditional medical doctor, Harvard trained. You also are an epidemiologist. You have become a holistic health practitioner as well as a medical intuitive. And your own life, which I would love for you to incorporate at some point. Yeah. I don't know if you want to lead with it, but that when you were 23 years old in grad school, you were told that you had 24 hours to live when you thought that you were going in to have a routine kidney stone surgery. I'm wondering what happened and how that shaped who you are today.
Yeah, I'm happy to share. I'm totally transparent, so I'm a wide open book, and it's an honor to be here. And honestly, I'm happy to share this story right from the get-go because it does help to frame how I became such a non-traditional type of practitioner, right? Epidemiologists especially tend to stay very mainstream and traditional. But when I was 23 and I was working on my master's degree at the time, I collapsed on my bathroom floor while I was getting ready for a morning class. And honestly, if you had told me before I fell onto that bathroom floor that my life was about to change forever, I would never, ever, ever have believed it. But I got admitted to the hospital that day with kidney stones. Mm-hmm. And it was a Thursday. And I was told by the urologist who I was assigned to see, because I had at that point in my life never needed a urologist. So I hadn't had one in my life, nor had I ever had the need to evaluate who was a good urologist versus a not so good urologist. And given that I was in the worst pain I'd ever been experiencing in my entire life at that point, I just wanted help. So whoever was walking in the door, I was willing to take help from. And so I was assigned to the urologist who was on call in the emergency room that day. And unbeknownst to me, that was about to become the doctor who was almost going to take my life from me.
Oh my God.
So I was admitted to the ER that day on a Thursday. I was told that my kidney was too swollen and too enlarged to touch me. It was not safe to do any sort of routine procedure. So I was scheduled for surgery that Saturday, just 2 days later. And before that surgery, I was told that I was going to go home within 72 hours because I would pass the stones. And that once I did that, I was going to feel like $1 million. And that sounded like a good deal to me.
Yeah.
So I was signing up. But, you know, I think this story has become more important to me even now as I continue to grow and evolve as a practitioner, because I believe strongly that as a leader, you can only lead somebody to go as far as you've gone yourself. So given that I feel and believe that very strongly, I continue, even though now I am an optimally healthy and well person, I continue to improve my health and well-being and transform it on a daily basis. So I'll explain why this has become more important to me, because I didn't recognize at the time that I had power. I thought I had no choice but to accept the doctor who was assigned to me and to my case. But the day of my emergency, it wasn't an emergency surgery at the time, but the day of my regular procedure, basically everything that went wrong could have gone wrong. And it's a very long story, so we could spend the entire half hour on it. So to keep a long story short, my most vivid memory of that day was right before my surgery. And the urologist said to me that I should know how lucky I am, because he was going to miss his tee time for me. And for those of you who are not sports fanatics, that means golf game. So he was angry that I was going to make him late for his golf game. Wow. Because he was scheduled to do his job. Wow. Which was to do a procedure on me. He was scheduled to simply do his job. And because he was scheduled to simply do his job, he felt the need to tell me that doing his job for me, which is what he is paid to do, mm-hmm. was such a burden for him that day that it was going to impact his ability to have free time. Well, see, my free time had been taken away from me completely as I was laying there in need of dire help.
Yes.
So what he proceeded to do on that day, and that is my last memory of on that day, and I honestly remember thinking, my friend, that I remember thinking I'm going to die in here.
Wow.
Because prior to that, he'd also kicked the cleaning crew out of the operating room. Given that I'm a public health professional, I know specifically how dangerous that is, since nosocomial, which is another way of saying hospital-acquired infections, are one of the most common causes of death and medical error.
Yes.
So I was sent into an unsterilized operating room,
wow.
told that I was a burden because I was going to make my surgeon late for his golf game. And that's the last thing memory that I get to have on that day. Then I woke up in recovery, 72 hours passed, and I was not getting better. I was showing no signs of passing kidney stones. And a few days later, I was continuing to decline. My parents had to file a grievance with the hospital in which I was wow. staying in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, just to get another doctor on my case, because the surgeon who almost killed me was avoiding me, was avoiding my nurses, and was
wow.
refusing to answer the pages. So nobody was able to change my pain orders. Nobody was able to help me, because the only doctor who was legally able to make any changes was not willing to communicate.
Okay.
So eventually, my parents were able to file a successful grievance with the hospital. A different doctor and surgeon was put on my case. By the time he found me, I was in septic shock and told that I was within a few hours of death.
Wow.
So I said goodbye to my entire family on that day and was given a palliative care nurse. For those of you who understand, you are typically assigned a palliative care nurse so that you can comfortably make a transition at the end of your life.
Yes.
And so I was sent into the operating room hand in hand with my palliative care nurse, never expecting to be here. And so here I am. There's a lot of other parts of the story, and there's a lot of divine intervention that happened along the way. But for me, that was the beginning of my fight, Lisa. And after that, I battled chronic physical, mental, and emotional symptoms and issues for a decade, and was constantly told that I was just going to have to manage it. And nobody wanted to talk to me about the root causes of my health issues. Nobody wanted to talk to me about healing and actually becoming whole again. And I basically ran around chasing wholeness and feeling healthy and well again in mind, body, and spirit for many, many, many years, until I finally realized that I was searching for a practitioner that simply didn't exist, because it was always my destiny to bridge that gap.
Yes. And that's where I love in your work how you talk about that we have the ability and power to heal ourselves.
We do.
And that your experience directly put you in touch with that paradigm and path.
It really did. And I'll tell you, I think importantly, what it put me in touch with, and I love that you and I align in this way of being non-conventional in what we could be in inside of what otherwise could be not very conventional professions. I learned that it wasn't just about the three-dimensional physical world that we seem to look at, that our health and well-being comes from somewhere deeper than that. It comes from within us, and that all the green juice in the world and all the salads and fruits and veggies in the world is not going to heal your soul. And it's not going to ultimately fix what drives our healthy behaviors and actions, which is our identity, the who and the how that we're being. That has everything to do with our health and ability to heal.
How do you help people, Dr. Elizabeth, find the root causes of their health issues to help them heal?
I love this question because, you know, like you and I both understand, and I know a lot of the listeners on the show align with us. Mm-hmm. It's not just about saying to you, well, here are the pathogens and toxins that are creating the symptoms you're experiencing. Here's what we're going to do with your lifestyle to make sure that we're effectively targeting those root causes so that we can minimize and hopefully eliminate any imbalances and symptoms that you're experiencing. I do exactly that, what I just described, but that's only a piece of the root cause puzzle because there are actually six different categories of root causes. Only one of those is physical in nature. So, you know, back to my earlier comment that we can drink all the green juice in the world mm-hmm. and eat all the healthy food in the world, but it's not necessarily going to help us create that feeling of wholeness and completeness when it comes to our health and well-being. And that's because I view your health and well-being really as an equation.
Okay.
So if you think about it like Einstein's famous equation, E equals MC squared, I look at health as your natural state. Mm. And it never eludes you. It's never lost. It's never something outside of yourself. We simply fall out of alignment with that natural state for a variety of reasons, right?
Yeah.
And it's typically a combination of factors. It's typically not just about the fact that, you know, we need to optimize our lifestyle and do a couple of things differently when it comes to what we're putting into our bodies, mm-hmm. right? Inevitably, we all know that there are probably some things we could do differently that would help us be healthier in that very literal physical sense of the word. But the way I look at it is if we're just going to focus on one part of your health, then that falls short if your ultimate goal is whole health and well-being.
Yes.
So the way I approach working with clients is by helping you find the truth of what you need within you. I don't necessarily feel it is my job to tell anybody what it is they need to ultimately be healthy and well. I believe strongly it's my job to, first of all, identify the root causes in that what are all of the factors that are barriers between you and you just simply being aligned with your natural state of health and well-being, right? Because there are going to be different types of factors that are impacting that. Some of those things might quite literally be that we're putting into our bodies some things that are feeding and fueling physical root causes
right.
and symptoms. But some of it could be that there are some things going on in our physical environment that are not supportive. Maybe it's that we have some relationships because relationships can also become root causes. Maybe there are also some factors in our, quite literally in our social health support network
okay.
that are negatively impacting our health and ability to heal. Now, because I look at your health as an equation and there are multiple sides to an equation, right?
Yes.
You can't just focus E equals MC squared. Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
So if your health is your natural state and your health, then we balance it like it's an equation, then what are we balancing, right? Well, we're balancing the physical or the material part of your equation, which is going to be your lifestyle, all the stuff you're doing, all the healthy habits, all the putting into your body, all the best things to support your health and well-being, and removing the things that could be interfering. But then there's another side to your equation, which is E, or energy. And this is not opinion. This is fact. Everything is energy. And the laws of physics have taught us that energy cannot be created or destroyed. So you are quite literally created from energy, atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, and the space in between. So we do have to address your health and well-being at quite literally an energetic level. And how do we do that? Well, there are a variety of ways. First of all, we look at things like your thoughts and your emotions. Because we all exist as energy and this three-dimensional physical body and being, then we are the both and. We exist as a three-dimensional being and body, and we exist as an energetic being at the same time. And we have studies that show those things. So my favorite example is the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. And he wrote this amazing book. I know Lisa's.
Yes, I'm nodding my head.
The Hidden Messages in the Water. So what does the Hidden Messages in the work in the Water and the work of Masaru Emoto teach us? What it teaches us is quite literally the power of our own energy, thoughts, and words to impact our health and well-being. Because Masaru Emoto, what he did, for those of you who aren't familiar, and you can just Google this and you'll start to see the pictures and the images, he labeled water with positive words and phrases like, I love you, you're beautiful. And he labeled water with negative words and phrases such as, I hate you, devil, words that had negative connotations. He also played music for the water, some of them classical music, some of them heavy metal music. And then all he did was look at the water molecules under a microscope. And what he found was incredible. And this is what you'll see if you Google this. The words, the molecules that were labeled with positive words and phrases that were played classical music, if you looked at them in a microscope, they looked like perfect snowflakes. So the molecules were perfect and beautiful in their structure, and therefore we can assume that impacts their function as well. Where if you look at the molecules of the water that were labeled with negative labels, played the harsher, more disruptive heavy metal music, they're destroyed.
They were fractured.
And they were fractured, broken. You can see they don't look healthy. They don't look ideal in their structure. Now, you as a human being are mostly made of water. So what makes us think that our body and our molecules respond any differently? Because I can promise you they don't. So what I'm looking at with somebody when I'm working with them is literally from the inside out. What is blocking you from just being aligned with your natural state of health and well-being? And honestly, Lisa, what I often find is it's not necessarily really what we're putting in our bodies or that something is off in that sense. It's typically something at the identity level, something that we tell ourselves. It could be a belief or a story that's holding us back that we just don't even realize is really the biggest barrier to us just realigning, you know, with that natural state of health and well-being. So my belief is that strongly, I am here just to identify your root causes in every sense of the word, whether they're physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, environmental, social, or otherwise, and to help create a plan for you that brings you back into the alignment with health and longevity that you desire to have so that you can just sustain that. Because we're always going to have barriers and challenges. We just have to learn how to navigate them and stay aligned to the truth within us, because we were all born knowing how to be healthy and well. I think we've just been trained over our lives to give that power away to so many different ways and so many different kinds of people.
Dr. Elizabeth, I love everything you're saying, and especially bringing up water as an analogy, because in recent years, something that really stood out to me at the store was when that brand of water called Liquid Death
came out.
And I remember. Was shocked when I saw it. At first, I'm like, what is this product? And then when I read it's water, I thought, there is no way this is going in my body. And I didn't think of it correlating to the doctor's study until you just brought it up when he labeled negative words and positive words. And just as I know it could be cool to drink water called that, but I don't think it's cool. I think it's really important what we put in our bodies as much as we're able. And I would not drink Liquid Death water.
I can't believe I've never thought of that. And I have seen that in the store so many times. And like you just said, I never even give it a second look. I keep on walking because the energy that comes from that phrase, it just doesn't feel like a good vibration. You're making such a good point that I just want to highlight and reflect back to you, which is that isn't that what we can tend to do so easily with our health and well-being is not notice that the labels that we give everything, including ourselves, they matter. Mm-hmm. They matter. There are so many other fantastic stories and examples that you and I could both share about that point exactly. But back to this concept of thinking about your health as like an equation.
Yeah.
I want to share this because I know it will resonate with you and everyone listening a lot. And right along the concept of what we're describing, everything is energy. Mm-hmm. So I want you all to think about this. You know how we were in school, we were taught that the speed of light, you know, and the speed of sound are really fast, right?
Yes.
Well, what we aren't taught is that the energy of the speed of your thoughts is actually an energy that moves faster than the speed of light and the speed of sound. So that means, and think about that, right? How many of us can say that, I mean, the truth is everybody is a meaning-making machine, right? That's what people do. We judge and interpret to make meaning and sense out of the world around us. But I think that we're the hardest judges on ourselves a lot. And I don't think we realize what we're doing to our health and well-being at a cellular level when we're doing stuff like beating ourselves up or being hard on ourselves or being our own harshest critic or just calling ourselves stupid. You know, like how often do we all do that? You know, just little, we don't even think twice about it, like, oh, that was stupid. Oh, I can't believe I just did that, you know? But the speed of our thoughts is actually faster than the speed of light and the speed of sound. So that means think about just how quickly your negative thoughts are impacting your health and ability to heal. If you are constantly bombarding yourself with negativity, with negative thoughts, with being a harsh critic of yourself. So I just want to share that because to me, even just labeling something as liquid death, you're putting an energy and a frequency on that bottle, just like we do that to ourselves too.
Our labels and our internal either supportive self or inner critic, as it's called, and to really up-level that languaging. Dr. Elizabeth, I want to share Magic Mind with our audience. And afterwards, I'd love for you to talk about the role of being a medical intuitive and as well how you work with people. If you do that only in person or also virtually, because I know some listeners are curious and want to be able to connect with you.
Sure. So
I'll bring you back in just a moment. So you know I drink Magic Mind. If you've been listening, I actually am sipping on it now, mixed with some water. And I drink Magic Mind because of the ingredients in it. There are lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, ashwagandha, turmeric, vitamin C, echinacea are the few off the top of my head. And these things are really good for us. I love, it's a little green shot that's herbaceous. I mix it just with water and drink it. It's just really, I notice actually, I feel calmer. And that's because of the ingredients in Magic Mind. I'd love for you to try it, see how you feel drinking it, adding it to your health routine. So as my listener, Magic Mind is offering you 56% off a monthly subscription or 20% 20% off a single order, go to magicmind.co/Lisa. Use code Lisa for that discount, and it'll be in the show notes. But I really appreciate you, Magic Mind, for the way I feel calm and relaxed. And I was drinking it before meeting with Dr. Elizabeth because I knew it helped me feel like I can be in this podcast interview together and feel peace and calm.
I can feel your peace and calm too. Just as somebody that reads energy and connects with people's energy, I can feel very much feel and connect with your calm and very peaceful energy, which is just feels so good.
Thank you.
You're
I was
welcome.
Also so happy to talk to you as we've been email and corresponding. I felt like there's such alignment. So I'm so happy
Me
we
too.
Found each other. I
Me
would
too.
Love to be friends and see you in the future. Okay. Will you talk to us about being a medical intuitive, what that looks like and how you like use this ability?
I would be happy to. And I'm so glad you asked. And I just want to say thank you for that, because it's rare that anyone asks me about just that skill specifically.
It's so important.
And I think it's really important, like you said. And I know you're an intuitive as well.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, like, because I'm an intuitive, I know you'll understand and resonate with this. I pick up on a lot of information because I'm an intuitive. And I just want to share with our listeners, one of my favorite things to teach people is that you're intuitive too.
Yes.
We all are. So please don't look at Lisa and I and think it's that we have some special gift or skill that nobody, that's only given to a certain proportion of the population. I always tell everybody that we were all born with these gifts. And just like we each have our own unique talents and gifts in life, we each do intuitively too, right? So the way our intuitive gifts evolve and were given to each of us is a little different, because we're meant to use them differently and they're meant to serve us differently and help us serve the world in our own unique ways. But please know, if any of this stuff interests you and you think to yourself, you know, I'd like to learn how to do that too, or I'd like to turn on those gifts in myself, please know that you can.
Yeah.
And that's something else I love to help people with. A lot of times clients will just naturally tell me at some point that they want to work on this, or I just intuitively pick up on it from the get-go. And so when that timing just is right, you know, we will work on those things and talk about those things. But Lisa, I'm glad you asked me this, because I think that when we hear the word intuitive, that can come along with a lot of stigma or assumptions that are just wildly inaccurate and incorrect. So I am actually what's called a master medical intuitive. And I will tell you all, to those of you listening, please know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, there are a lot of frauds out there. So people like Lisa and I take this type of work and training with integrity and seriously. So please know, if you're ever questioning, if you're ever interested in working with someone that comes along with these types of skills and you're second guessing it, or just feel like you need a little more information to feel like you can trust it, just know there are people like Lisa and I out here that I'm more than happy to share some insight and integrity from an integral place to make sure you feel like you can trust the health information that you're getting. That's really important to me. So I'm a master medical intuitive, and that means I've done two series of trainings, and I've been training now as a medical intuitive. And I consider, just like my doctoral work and my epidemiological work and being a health and longevity doctor in the very traditional sense, I don't consider my training and learning and development ever done.
Mm-hmm.
So I am constantly continuing to develop myself. My medical intuitive trainer and mentor is somebody I see literally at least once a month for continued development and mentorship. So that's how seriously I take this work. And so I've done two advanced level trainings and certified as a master medical intuitive. And in that advanced training, what it allows me to do is apply different spiritual and energetic healing techniques. So first of all, what being a master medical intuitive does for me is it allows me to address all types of root causes and all aspects of your health and well-being. So rather than me just coming to you as a very traditional researcher, epidemiologist, and health and longevity doctor with the ability to say, hey, Lisa, you're dealing with X, Y, and Z symptoms and imbalances. These are the pathogens and toxins that are your issues, and we're going to now target them in these very specific ways. We do that, but to me, we need to know more deeply what are the root causes involved there, because the truth is I have found that sometimes pathogens and toxins or very physical level root causes that we're dealing with are actually connected to something like a current life trauma that we have just never simply allowed ourselves to fully process or resolve. Okay. Sometimes there are actual energetic blocks that are things we have inherited from ancestors, from our family lines, from genetics that are now impacting our health and ability to heal at a very physical level. And so I really believe in being able to support my clients on all those different levels and layers of our health, because you're multidimensional and so are we. Yes. And so I believe in being able to sense and identify all the different types of root causes, even if it's something like a negative energy that you're carrying around, because a collection, Lisa, of negative thought patterns over an extended period of time, even if they are your own thoughts, can actually create a negative energetic field that starts to become a problem. And so there are things we can do to easily resolve and remove those things. So, you know, as a practitioner, I really wanted to be able to know how to help my clients at all of those levels.
And do you work with people remotely as well as in person?
How does that work? I do. And actually, I'm so excited that with the timing, it's completely divine. I believe in divine timing. So this interview is divinely timed, because I have to tell you all that I used to, 5 years ago, it was pre-pandemic. And so my practice was much more looked like a mainstream practice. I was running it in person, but then things happened. I brought my practice online, and I thought that that meant I had to do things differently. And so I started hiring all these online business coaches who gave me lots of information and opinions. Okay. And I was encouraged over the past few years really to serve clients in a very specific way by only offering, you know, a 6-month, very intimate program. But I have to tell you, Lisa, like, speaking of alignment, that's just not aligned for me.
Okay.
So I've actually recently reopened my practice to look much more like what I believe is what the world needs now, because the evolution of our modern healthcare system is upon us. Mm-hmm. And a big gap that's missing right now is a health and longevity practice for people like us who just want to address things at a root cause level and come back into alignment and create wholeness, mind, body, and spirit, create optimal health and longevity. So I'm actually just working with people online right now. I have clients all over the world.
That's so cool.
And now I've changed things so that I can work with anybody at any level, wherever you're at with your health and well-being. So really, I just do things based on an initial consultation, which is free of charge. We meet, we talk about what your goals are, and then we create a plan that makes the most sense for you, because what we all need to be healthy is different. So what we all need to get the support we need, the kind of support and what that looks like for each of us to achieve that goal, probably looks different, you know?
Well, I'd love to share your website with our audience. It's drelizabethrogers.com, and that's RODGERS.
Thank you.
And yeah, you're welcome. And on Instagram and Facebook, you're at Dr. Elizabeth Rogers. I'm curious, in concluding, Dr. Elizabeth, what are you excited about in addition to the new way you're working with people? Is there something on the horizon that you're really excited about manifesting, or
yes?
Okay, cool. I figured there might be.
You're giving me chills and getting me excited. Okay. Well, a couple of things. I'm going to be giving some really big talks later this year, which I'll share more with you, Lisa, as the time's coming and we can tell everybody more.
Yeah.
So I really want to create as much of an impact on the world as possible. And I'm feeling a call just to lead and serve right now more than ever before. So I'm really, really excited about that, because I just created a free private community, and we created it on Facebook to start. We'll see, you know, what platform feels most aligned for us as things evolve. But there were so many of my clients over these past few years who have just been looking for a community, you know, a place for women and people like us who value their health and well-being, who want to create a more health conscious world together, and who recognize that where that really starts is with us, with each of us rising up to a higher level of leadership, to all of us supporting each other and being the healthiest versions of ourselves. And it just kind of happened this way, that a lot of the people that come to work with me are very purpose-driven, spiritually grounded people, but they kind of feel like, you know, the cycle breakers in their family and friend groups, you know, like the outs often feel like square pegs in round holes. We often have felt like outsiders. And so I just heard this calling from people that they wanted to be part of a community of people like us that unconditionally loves and accepts each other, so we can actually feel at home and help each other and support each other and learn together and grow together. And so honestly, we just very intentionally started forming it, and connection's one of my highest values. So yes, it's been really beautiful. So Lisa, we would love to have you there. And to anyone listening, if you're looking for a community like that, who's very intentionally just loving on each other and creating friendship and community and connection, I'd love to invite anybody that feels aligned. And we just are pouring in all kinds of support, and I'm just doing all kinds of free workshops and trainings and fun things there, because it just feels good.
I would love to be a part of that.
We would really love to have you, really.
Yeah. And I hear you when you're speaking to just provide adding value and connecting and creating community. I started doing a meditate and activate series on my Instagram about a month ago.
And it's just chills.
Just Monday through Friday, I sit down with my coffee, pajamas on, turn on the camera, and I just share my morning practice, how I speak and engage with the universe. And it's from 1 to 4 minutes. And then I invite you to just sit quietly and receive whatever comes up within yourself to help you create a connection to your own intention and internal guidance system that you've been speaking about, Dr. Elizabeth, this whole time, that we need to train ourselves to it instead of away from it, because life will just get easier to navigate and problem solve.
It really, really does. And you're making me think that's something we've been talking a lot about is, you know, when I was a very traditional researcher, I worked at a prevention research center that was funded by the Centers for Disease Control. Mm-hmm. And our prevention research center was very unique in that it has a specialty on healthy aging and longevity, which is where a lot of my skills and expertise were born out of. And while I was working there, some of my colleagues and researchers at the CDC created a program called the 10 Keys to Healthy Aging. And I was a huge advocate for this program, and I still am. I'm one of the authors on it, if you look it up on the CDC website. Cool. But all these years later, Lisa, I realized that while some of those keys still feel very aligned, and I would still strongly recommend them for whole health and longevity, I realized that some of the real keys to health and longevity we don't talk about are what you just said, simplicity. You know, simplicity, alignment, connection, responsibility, and acceptance.
Yes.
And can we just let it be that easy? You know, instead of we've been taught, I feel like with health, we've been really trained to work against ourselves instead of with and for ourselves. And I think that it's just really time to come back to letting it be simple and easy, because it really can be when we find what feels aligned within ourselves.
Thank you for your time today. And
thank
I'm so
you,
happy
all
the universe connected us. And I look forward to doing another show when
Me
you
too.
Are talking about the speaking engagements and such that you have coming up.
I look forward to
year.
It, my friends. What an aligned, amazing afternoon. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Take care, Dr. Elizabeth. Mwah. That concludes our show for today with Dr. Elizabeth Rogers. Find her at drelizabethrogers.com that will be in the show notes. And I look forward to being with you next week. All of my love.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.